Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're focusing on Tuolumne County government on this weekend show, joined by the board chair, Anaya Kirk. Supervisor Kirk, next thing I'm going to ask you about is the audible alert warning systems and the sirens. That's been something I know that you've really been spearheading. What can you tell us about what is kind of being put in place and kind of the latest discussions on those things?
Sure. So our last board meeting, the audible alert warning system was up for discussion. And basically what the decision was for that meeting is in Tuolumne County, you know, we have ways of notifying folks during an emergency. We have Everbridge, which I would encourage everybody to participate in. But we've also been discussing audible alert warning systems, which an easier way to put it is sirens. So Tuolumne Safe, which is I'm the president of, but I'm really just a part of the mouthpiece. I have a really great board. We have lawyers, we have finance, we have people in tech and in business. But a few years ago, or when I was campaigning, I came across the fact that there were these sirens being used for fire purposes all over the place. And so it kind of sparked my interest, especially after the campfire. Fast forward, you know, we fixed Mount Provo Road. And every year we look for a real important project to be fire safe. So we sat down with the sheriff and some of his staff, and we basically wanted to see if the sirens, audible alert warning systems, were something that would potentially save lives and be useful. And we found out that it would. And so we specifically, it started off with the Pinecrest Basin, but then for a few reasons, we ended up stepping back from the basin, and we put a siren in Strawberry, we put a siren in Cold Springs, and we put a siren in Groveland on a water tank out there with Groveland CSD. And I will say that Groveland, the site up there, the reason why that one got selected is the constituents up there already raised $10,000 because they wanted more fire protection. So once we had the sirens in place, we became aware that through OES and the sheriff, you know, obviously only the sheriff can operate them, but there has to be basically a policy in place, which we didn't have. So back in November, we pushed pause. And when we pushed pause, direction was given to OES to basically find out what policy we could put in place, but then also do some research. So Tuesday, we had a presentation on what sirens are already in place. So I already knew that Tweenhart and Tuolumne had warning systems, but for instance, Columbia has one, Blue Mountain Minerals has an alarm, there's an outdoor school that has one, and Pinecrest Dam. So there's already some sirens in this community. And so the discussion on Tuesday was, okay, do we want to make the sirens, like we have Everbridge, but do we also want to include sirens into part of our OES plan? And so the simple answer is yes, our board does want to. So there's going to be some MOUs developed between, you know, Columbia Fire, Tweenhart, Tuolumne Fire, these other agencies, and then also Tuolumne Safe, where we have these three sirens already in place. There'll be MOUs with the providers for where they're in place. And this is just a first step. I was told that they should be able to be operated for this fire season, which is my hope. But then the bigger picture is there's obviously going to have to be some educational component, which is important. But, you know, I don't want to get too hung up on that because it's really simple. At the end of the day, a siren means something bad's happening, and, you know, get in touch with local radio, or, you know, there'll probably be boots on the ground with the sheriff's office directing people with what to do. But it's, BJ, it's just a layer. It's another layer to the system. It's not going to be the save-all. We have radio, we have Everbridge, we have patrol, we have different layers, and this is just another layer in case all other forms of communication fail. And so I think it's a great thing for our constituents, and if it saves a life, awesome. Hopefully we never have to push a button. That's my hope.
I appreciate the explanation on that. You know, next thing I had on my list to ask you about is cannabis. That was a big discussion topic a couple weeks ago at the board meeting. And is it safe to say that cannabis won't be on the agenda for a while now?
Yeah, it's safe to say it won't be on the agenda for at least a year, maybe, excuse me, maybe a year and a half. And, you know, and I was a little frustrated during that meeting because our board has probably talked about this three or four times. And we just got through talking about it at our retreat, at our legislative platform, and then also during the action item procedure that we just did a month or two ago. So long story short, we discussed it again. It's not going anywhere. There's not enough board support, and really for good reason. If you look up and down the state, you know, I just attended a CSAC conference, and they're acknowledging that up and down the state, it's a mess. It's not cracking out to what it was pitched to be. The taxes are through the roof, so the black market is exploding. And even the feds are getting ready to maybe put a 5% tax on it. So the taxes are even going to go up more. So up and down the state, I'm hearing nothing but horror stories, and jurisdictions are really struggling with how to put the cow back in the barn, but you can't really do that. So for Tuolumne County, yes, we are safe for a year and a half. You know, and the way I see it is, you know, assets versus liabilities. You know, tourism is an asset. Our kids are assets. Our vibe up here in Tuolumne County is an asset worth protecting. And cannabis, when you look at it, it's just a liability when it comes to all the problems it creates. So,
you know, as we near the end of today's show, I want to ask you a little bit about what you expect to be the bigger issues on the horizon for the remainder of the year. So what do you think will be among the discussion coming up?
I mean, we need to stay on top of broadband. There's going to be a lot of monies coming for broadband. We talked a little bit about fire, but one interesting thing that I think we're going to be, that we're paying attention to is the beetle kill. It looks like the beetle kill is back on the rise, and this fall we might see, if you drive up 108 and you look over to Mount Provo, when the sun's setting, it looks gold because the beetles are back. Well, they've always been there, but the beetle kill could cause some more serious issues. So we're looking into that. We're looking at some biomass facilities maybe coming in the next couple of years. So keeping abreast about that. And then for me, two other things. The status of our youth. We had a presentation a few months back. I want to continue that conversation. I want to continue to support our kids and really educate people on ACEs, which is Adverse Childhood Experiences. And the state has a plan to basically cut ACEs in half by 20% over the next, or by 50% over the next 20 years. So maybe someday we could have another whole conversation on that. And then the last thing is that near and dear to me is how we're restructuring the way we do business at the county. We have priorities, objectives, and action items that we have developed. And right now we're coming up with timelines. And once this process is complete, I think we'll be a lot more effective in governing and getting things done. And so those are some things that I want to stay on top of this year. But I'm sure we could talk for a long time as far as what's important. But those are four of the things that kind of come to mind when we're talking about the remaining of the year.
You know, the ACEs and the youth issues caught my attention. You know, in a nutshell, are the things that the county can look at to kind of help the local youth?
Things that the county could look at is, I would say it starts with education. We already have a lot of great partners and organizations in Tuolumne County who are aware of ACEs. We're doing screenings. I know we've partnered some with the hospital to do more screenings to make parents aware. And what parents basically need to know about ACEs, the adverse childhood experiences, is if you get around four of them in your lifetime, it really negatively affects the outlook of that child and their body and their physical sense and then their mental sense. So what we're trying to do is basically educate people, make them aware of how your actions and, you know, things from drug use, things from divorce, things from, you know, there's a whole list how these things will affect your children. And so another thing that the county is doing is we're supporting the Blue Zones conversation. That's basically about making Tuolumne County a healthier, better place to live. So in a nutshell, that's some of the stuff that the county can do and we already are doing, but I think a big part of it is just making people more aware. So education is power.
So as we come to the close on today's show, are you enjoying being board chair this year?
It's I enjoy a challenge and I enjoy trying to move things along, but it comes with its challenges and it comes with its responsibilities. And so I'm going to do the best I can with what I've got. And I'm at the end of the day, I'm just glad to be serving our constituents because that's what it's about.
Well, any other closing comments you'd like to make?
Just as always, man, thank you guys for having me and for giving me the opportunity to speak to the constituents in this county. And looking forward to, you know, hopefully a safe summer. And let's put these fires out when they get started.
And then meetings, first and third meetings, Tuesdays of the month?
Yes, first and third. And if we have any special projects or special retreats or anything that we need to get done that kind of falls outside that time frame, we will have special board meetings every now and then, and we'll let the community know when we do that.
Well, we thank Supervisor Anaya Kirk for coming on this weekend's Motherlode Views, getting us up to speed on county issues. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. We'll see you back next week for more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.